Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. Moser Properties announced today that the federal courthouse currently located in Eureka will relocate to the Airport Business Park adjacent to the Eureka Arcata Airport. Construction of the new courthouse is expected to begin within the next 5 months, and the announcement of the news is the result of years of work and preparation by Moser Properties. Owner Steve Moser said in a statement, and I quote, "We are pleased with the decision has been made to locate here. This was a two-year process and involved detailed tailoring of the site on Moser's part to meet the very specific and demanding criteria required for a federal courthouse facility," unquote. The site was chosen because of its proximity to Highway 101 and the airport, as well as the site's preparedness for being able to move quickly in the construction process, including having all necessary permits approved. The County Drug Task Force and the Arcata Police Department conducted a probation search of Lauren Millsap's residence on Stewart Avenue in Arcata yesterday. Millsap is on felony probation for a narcotics violation and had a felony warrant out in his name. Officers contacted Millsap, who was home at the time of the search, and he was arrested on the warrant. A search of his apartment turned up 287 growing marijuana plants, 5 pounds of processed weed, and evidence of heroin use and materials located at the scene. Millsap was booked on drug charges along with the outstanding warrant and is being held without bail. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly collision that took the life of a Hydesville woman yesterday evening. For unknown reasons, the driver of a pickup truck, 74-year-old Thomas Adkison of Laytonville, lost control of his truck on Highway 36, went off the roadway, and when he corrected and came back onto the roadway, he crossed the yellow line directly into the path of the oncoming vehicle. That car was driven by Rita Bowling of Hydesville. Bowling was taken to the hospital, where she later succumbed to the injuries she suffered in the collision. The cause remains under investigation, although it does not appear impairment played a role. And the Eureka Police Department is investigating a traffic collision that sent one man to the hospital and also ended with the discovery of methamphetamine that could land the injured man in jail. A Ford Explorer, driven by 33-year-old Tina Want of Salyer, crossed directly into the path of a motorcycle driven by Kent Bradburn of Eureka at the intersection of 4th and C Streets. Bradburn slammed into the side panel of the Explorer and was thrown off his bike, and he was found lying in the roadway with serious injuries. While the cause of the collision remains under investigation, Bradburn may be the focus of a separate drug investigation after Eureka officers found several grams of suspected methamphetamine on his person following the crash. That information has been forwarded to the DA's office, and anyone with information about the collision or anyone who may have witnessed it is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County has earned a name for the production of marijuana that is grown on local lands, but Sheriff Mike Downey points out that aside from the problems already associated with marijuana cultivation, we are also seeing the effects of harder drugs like heroin and meth.
Countywide Drug Task Force now is truly a countywide drug task force run by the sheriff's office, but we still have the participating agencies. Just yesterday, we assisted Eureka's POP team with a large bust of about a pound of heroin and a large amount of cash. That's pretty significant for our area. Last year, we actually took off about 4 pounds of tar heroin for this area, and that's a lot of heroin. That's an extremely large amount of heroin. And then a month ago, the drug task force was able to take off about 3 pounds of methamphetamine, which is a lot of methamphetamine.
The county drug task force remains busy, but Downey also notes that marijuana can be used to barter for the harder stuff.
We have a large commodity here, which makes trading with other types of drugs very desirable, and that's marijuana. Marijuana in our county, because we raise so much of it, is often traded for these other heroin, methamphetamine, the ecstasy, those types of drugs.
Downey went on to say that with heavy police presence on the I-5 corridor that runs through California up to Washington, dealers may be using the 101 corridor, and that could explain why we are seeing more heroin and methamphetamine in our area. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.